The title of today's message and the theme of the joint camping Hong Kong is Inherit the Earth.
今天信息的题目还有营会的主题就是继承地球。
What an unusual topic.
是一个很不寻常的题目。
Let's mark these words, Inherit the Earth.
大家留心看这个题目，继承地球。
This theme is based on the words of the Lord Jesus in Matthew 5 and verse 5.
那这个主题是来自于主耶稣在马太福音五章五节的教导。
Our Lord Jesus says, Blessed are the humble, they shall have the earth as inheritance.
在那里主耶稣说柔和谦卑的有福了因为他们必承受地球。
Notice, Jesus is speaking to you about God's blessing.
在这里大家留意主耶稣是谈到神对我们的祝福。
But then God's blessing,is for a specific kind of persons.
但是神的祝福是给一类的人。
Blessed are the humble, Jesus says.
柔和谦卑的有福了。
Only the humble can inherit God's blessing.
只有柔和谦卑的人才可以承受神的祝福。
What exactly is God's blessing?
那神的祝福究竟是什么呢？
Jesus continues to say, They shall have the earth as inheritance.
那主耶稣这里就说他们必承受地土。
So here we hear a promise of God made through Jesus Christ.
那在这里我们听到神对人的一个应许是借着主耶稣所传递的。
If you happen to be using the Chinese Union Translation of the Bible,
如果你用的是中文的和合本
then you will see the words 地土 instead of 地球。
那你就会看到你的圣经是写承受地土，不是承受地球。
That is to say, according to the Union Bible, they shall have land as inheritance.
和合本的翻译就是说到，那他们就会承受土地。
Now, the original Greek word can mean both land or the entire earth.
希腊的原文其实可以指土地或者是整个地球。
But in the context of the Beatitudes, to translate it as the earth is more precise.
那在整个登山宝训的上文下里其实翻译成地球是更加准确的。
So this is our theme and this is our text.
所以这就是我们的主题还有我们的主题经文。
They shall inherit the whole earth as inheritance.
他们 必会承受整个地球作为产业。
Now we must understand something fundamental about God's promises.
那我们必须要了解一些基本的原则是关于神的应许的。
When God makes his promise known to mankind, he always expects man to act upon it.
当神将他的应许显明给人的时候，那他总是会要求人去用行动来回应。
In other words, God's promises are not unconditional.
换句话来说，神的应许并不是没有条件的。
The condition being that man must act on a certain command from God.
那这个条件就是人必须行动来去回应神的诫命。
But this being a promise of the very God, His promise will come true for certain.
那因为这个应许是来自神的，那这个应许一定会成就。
The humble will certainly inherit the entire earth.
那柔和谦卑的，那将来一定会承受整个地球。
But God chooses to declare His promise with the purpose that man takes action to claim it.
但是神所应许的时候呢，他其实是想要人去行动，去得到这个应许。
In the Beatitude, Jesus did not specify what action to take.
那么在登山宝训这里，主耶稣并没有很清楚的去说什么样的行动要去做。
He only specifies what type of people will inherit the earth.
那他在这里说明的是哪一类的人可以承受地球。
To know what God expects us to do, we must turn to the conclusion of the Gospel of Matthew.
那为了去详细的明白究竟我们的行动是什么样的内容，我们就要去看到马太福音的结尾。
After Jesus, our Lord, our eldest brother, gave his life for our salvation.
就是在我们的主耶稣，我们的长兄在舍命之后所说的。
God, our Father, raised him from the dead on the third day.
天父我们的神就使他在三天后复活。
And Jesus for weeks appeared to hundreds of disciples.
那主耶稣在接下来的星期里面就向 几百个人去显现。
And on this occasion, in Matthew chapter 28, he appeared to the apostles.
那在马太福音二十八章这里，他就向使徒显现。
Like Joshua of old, a commander in chief, he gave command to the disciples.
就如同旧约的约书亚。是这个领袖，他就将神的诫命传达给他的子民。
By the way, four or five years ago, I explained to you that the name Joshua or Yehoshua means the same thing as Yeshua, Jesus.
其实我在几年前已经跟大家解释过了，约书亚这个名字其实就是耶稣这个同一个名字来的。
In Matthew 28 and verses 18 and 20, we read.
在马太福音的二十八章十八到二十节，这里说。
To save time, I read only in English. Jesus came up and spoke to them. He said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, make disciples of all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them to observe all the commands I gave you. And look, I am with you always." Yes, to the consummation of the age. Jesus began by saying, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him."
但这里我们留意到主耶稣，他开头这里说，天上地上一切的权柄都赐给我了。
Like Joshua, the commander in chief of Israel, before Jesus gave a command to the church, he needed all the authority given to him by Father.
就好像约书亚以色列的这个 领袖，那在主耶稣带领教会之前，他已经从天父领受了一切的权柄。
All authority was given to Jesus in order to lead the army of God, that is the church of God.
而是所有的权柄都已经托付给主耶稣，那他可以去领导神的军队，就是神的教会。
Next, Jesus gave a list of actions that the church should take.
那接下来主耶稣就去说明了很多的一些的行动是教会需要去行的。
Go, that is leave this present place, but go.
就是去，就是离开现在的地方要去。
In order to make disciples.
为了是使人做主耶稣的门徒。
Baptize them.
去为他们施洗。
Teach them everything Jesus has commanded.
就去教导他们一切主耶稣所教导的。
And when all these instructions have been given,
那当这些的诫命已经给出去的时候，
we need to take note of the term all nations in our English translations.
那我们就来留意这个字all nations.
In our English translation, we see all nations.
那在英文的翻译我们看到就是 all nations.
Now, unless your knowledge of English is quite good, you might mistake this to mean all countries, all states.
那除非你的英语水平已经不错了，要不然你会可能会误认为这里是说到不同的国家。
The Greek word ethnos, or in the plural, ethne, means first and foremost, race or peoples.
那其实这个希腊的原文首先是指到不同的民族族裔。
So, to understand the words of the Lord more precisely, we can have an alternative translation.
所以为了帮助我们更加准确地明白主耶稣的教导，这里是另外一个翻译。
Verse 19, Go therefore, make disciples of all ethnic groups on earth, baptize them, teach them everything I commanded you.
所以十九节这里说，所以你们要去使所有民族做我的门徒。
Having said all that, lastly, when and if you do this, our Lord says, "I am with you always." Yes, to the consummation of this present age.
那在结尾，主耶稣就说：“如果你们是这样去行的话，那我就常常的与你们同在，直到这世代的终结。”
Sounds so much like what Yahweh said to Joshua after Moses died.
好像亚伟神向约书亚所传递的。
So having paid closer attention to the original, what is the content of the command?
那当我们看完这个原文的意思的时候，那这里主耶稣的教导的内容究竟是什么呢？
The command of God for the church is to make disciples of every race, every ethnic group on earth, not every single individual.
所以神的对教会的诫命就是要去使各个民族做主耶稣的门徒，而不是使 不同的国家成为主耶稣的门徒。
This morning we must understand what the will of God is.
那今天早上我们必须要清楚地明白神的旨意是什么。
Now the plan of God, the will of God, is that in the age to come, every race on earth is to have representatives in the government of God's kingdom on earth under the leadership of Jesus Christ.
所以神的心意是在将来的世代，地球上基督为首的这个天国里面，全球每个民族都应该有代表去带领天国政府。
This is the reason behind Jesus emphasizing on making disciples of every ethnic group.
那这个就是为什么主耶稣去强调要去使每个民族都做他的门徒。
About 4 years ago, we learned that the salvation plan of God can be divided into two periods. This present age and the age to come.
那大约4年前我们曾经学习过神救恩的计划可以分为两个时间段，就是现今的世代还有将来的世代。
And the birth and the life of Jesus Christ correspond to the last days of this present age.
那主耶稣的出生还有他的生活的时间就是开启了这个现今时代的末后的日子这一段时间。
When Jesus Christ comes again on earth, this age will end and the age to come will be ushered in.
那当主耶稣再次来到地球上的时候，现今的世代就会终结，将来的世代就进行下去。
And Yahweh God will form a government of God's kingdom on earth under Jesus Christ's leadership.
那亚伟神就会在地球借着主耶稣基督去建立这个政府。
And how does God intend to form the government?
那么神他的心里面是怎么样去组成这个政府的呢？
What is his will?
那他的旨意是什么？
His will is that every race on earth is to have representatives in that government.
就是地球上每个民族都有一些代表在这个政府里面。
But how can someone qualify to be representatives in the government?
那一个人怎么样是可以做这个，有什么样的资格可以去做的去代表呢？
What are the qualifications?
那这个资格究竟是什么呢？
We come back to the Beatitudes. Blessed are the humble. They shall have the earth as inheritance.
那我们就会回到这个登山宝训，这里说如何谦卑的人有福了，因为他们必承受地球。
Being humble people is the qualification.
那做柔和谦卑的人就是这个资格。
In fact, we survey the entire Beatitudes. We need to be poor in spirit to begin with.
如果我们详细的去看整个登山宝训，那首先我们必须要做一个心灵贫穷的人。
We need to be people who know how to mourn for our sins and for the sins of the world.
我们也需要成为一个懂得为自己的罪还有世界的罪所去哀伤痛悔的人。
We need to become humble.
我们也必须成为柔和谦卑的人。
We need to hunger and thirst to be righteous.
我们需要去饥渴慕义。
We need to become people who are merciful towards others.
我们也需要成为一个连续人的人。
We need to learn to become pure in our hearts.
我们也需要成为一个心里有清洁的人。
We need to learn to take part in making peace, especially peace between God and man.
我们也需要成为和平之子，特别是人和神之间有一份和谐。
In other words, our values must change.
换句话说，如果我们的价值观需要被改变。
Blessed are the humble because they will inherit the entire earth. It means that humble means serving others.
那当主耶稣说如何谦卑的人有福了，因为他们必承受地球，那他指的是这些谦卑的人会去服侍。
Once, the mother of 2 apostles came to Jesus with a request.
福音书里面曾经有两个弟兄，他们的母亲向主耶稣去做一个要求。
And Jesus said to the woman, "What is it you want?"
那耶稣问他，你想要什么呢？
And the mother of James and John said, "Promise that these 2 sons of mine may sit one at your right hand and the other at your left hand in your kingdom."
那雅各跟约翰的母亲就说，求你下令使我这两个儿子在你的国里，一个坐你的右边，一个坐你的左边。
Jesus answered, you don't know what you're asking.
那耶稣回答，你们不知道你们求的是什么。
Can you drink the cup that I'm going to drink?
将要喝的杯你们能喝吗?
And the two brothers said, Yes, we can.
他们两位说能。
Jesus said to the mother and to the two brothers, You do not know what you are asking.
所以主耶稣这里对这个母亲跟这两个兄弟说，你不知道你求的是什么。
You are asking for position, you're asking for authority and power in God's kingdom, but your thoughts, your values have not been turned upside down.
他说，你们所求的是在天国有这个权柄、有地位。但是你们的价值观却没有被改变。
Can you take the share of your suffering as I will suffer?
你愿意去受苦，好像我将会受苦一样吗？
And then in Matthew chapter 20, verse 24 to 25, Jesus continues to say,
那在马太福音20章24到25节，这里主耶稣继续说，
When the other 10 apostles heard this, they were indignant with the two brothers. But Jesus called them to him and said,You know that among the Gentiles, the rulers lord it over them, and great men make the authority felt.
这里说，其他十个门徒听见了，就向他们兄弟两人生气。耶稣把他们叫了过来，说：“你们知道外邦的老百姓都有王侯专权，有高官主宰。”
In other words, Jesus is saying, "Do you not realize that the kingdom of God, everything is turned upside down?"
换句话说，主耶稣在这里说，难道你不知道吗？在天国里，这所有的这些的方式都是颠倒过来了。
And in verses 26 to 28, Jesus continues.
26到28节，主耶稣继续说，
Among you, this is not to happen. No. Anyone who wants to become great among you must be your servant. And anyone who wants to be first among you must be your slave.Just as the Son of Man came, not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
这里说，但你们中间却不要这样。谁想在你们中间成为大的，就要做你们的奴仆役；谁想在你们中间成为首的，就要做你们的奴仆。正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人，并且要舍命做许多人的赎价。
Like Jesus Christ,The people who are truly humble seek only to serve others, not their own interests.
一个好像主耶稣一样真的柔和谦卑的人，他们的心智就不是去服侍自己的这些的所想要的，而是去服侍其他人。
We must realize why only the humble will inherit the whole earth.
我们也必须要去明白为什么柔和谦卑的人才会承受地球呢？
Because only those who are willing to follow Jesus Christ to serve others are qualified to inherit the earth.
原因就是唯有那些愿意跟从主耶稣的榜样，在永恒里面愿意去服侍其他人的，那他们才合格去承受这个地球。
Now this promise towards mankind that we will inherit the whole earth is consistent throughout Scripture.
那这个承受地球的这个应许，其实在圣经里面都是就是一直以来都是吻合的。
We start from the first page of the Bible.
那从圣经的第一页开始。
In Genesis chapter 1, verses 27-28, we read.
在创世纪一章27到28节。
God created man in the image of himself. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them.God blessed them, saying to them, Be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, note these words, fill the earth and subdue it. Be masters of the fish of the sea, the birds of the heaven, and all the living creatures that move on earth.
27节，于是神照自己的形象创造人，就是照着神的形象创造了他。他所创造的有男有女，神就赐福给他们，对他们说要繁衍增多。充满大力征服他，大家留意这个充满大力征服他，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上所有走动的生物。
Note from the very beginning, Yahweh our God wants to bless mankind.
所以大家留意到，从开始，亚伟神就想去祝福人类。
That's God's will.
这是神的心意。
That's God's mind.
这是神内心所思想的。
That's His intention.
是神的。他想要达成的
To bless you
去祝福大家
To bless all mankind
去祝福所有的人类
And the mankind to fill the earth and subdue it
他想要人类去充满大地，去征服他。
There's something that mankind must do.
这个就是人类需要去做的。
Subdue the earth.
去征服地球。
Now, God's plan to bless mankind begins with one person, one clan. That is Abraham.
神的对人类的计划就从一个人啊，从一个族类开始，就是从亚伯拉罕。
We can read this in Genesis chapter 12 and verses 1 to 7.
那就是记载在创世纪的十二章一到二节。
Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Yahweh said to Abram, Leave your native land, your kindred and your father's house, for the land which I will show you. And I shall make you a great nation. I shall bless you and make your name famous. You are to be a blessing.
亚伟就对亚伯兰说，你要离开本地本族父家，到我指示你的地方去，我必使你成为大国，赐福给你，使你的名为大，你也必使别人得福。
Notice the intention of God remains the same.
大家留意到神的心意是保持一致的。
To bless people.
去祝福人。
Indeed, through those who are blessed, to bless the whole world.
那确实是透过他所祝福的人，那神的祝福可以去临到整个世界。
But there is an extraordinary command to obey first before one can become a blessing.
但是要留意，一个人要成为其他人祝福之前，有一个诫命是要去成就的。
First, we must leave our native land, our own land, our own kindred, and even our family.
这个很特别的一个诫命就是你要离开本地本族父家。
This sounds so much like what Jesus will say later on.
这一段话就跟主耶稣刚才我们看到的内容是非常相似的。
Jesus once said, You who want to come after me but does not hate your father, your children, your brothers and sisters, even your own life, cannot be my disciple.
主耶稣曾经说，若有人要跟从我，就要恨恶自己的父母、弟兄这些，那如果不这么做，就不可以成为我的门徒。
And next, we see in verse 2 that the intention of God is to bless Abraham so that Abraham will become a blessing himself.
那第二节我们看到神的心意是要去祝福亚伯拉罕，使到他可以成为别人的祝福。
And then God makes a promise that he will make Abraham a great nation. In the Hebrew, is it Goy?
那在这里神就继续说，他给了亚伯兰一个应许，他要使他成为大国。
When I check the lexical definitions of the Hebrew word goy or goyim in plural, it means people, race, and in that sense, nation.
那这个希伯来的原文 goy 或是 goyim， 在原文的意思就是族裔、民族啊。也可以指邦国。
Now, with this information, we can understand God's blessing more precisely.
那有这样的背景知识，我们就可以更加的明白神在这里所说的。
First two, Yahweh said, I shall make you a great people, a great race.
那第二节就是我必使你成为一个大宗族。
Now we continue to verse 3 and 4.
我们继续看第三到第四节。
Yahweh says, I shall bless those who bless you, and shall curse those who curse you. And all clans, all races, all peoples on earth will bless themselves through you.
第三节这里说，给你祝福的我必赐福给他，诅咒你的我必诅咒他，地上所有的民族都必因你得福。
You see, the intention is to bless all the peoples upon this earth.
所以大家可以留意得到神的心意是想祝福这个地球上所有的人。
We conclude in verse 7.
那第七节就这个结尾。
Yahweh appeared to Abraham and said, I shall give this land to your progeny. And there Abraham built an altar to Yahweh who had appeared to him.
第七节，亚伟向亚伯兰显现说，我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的亚伟筑了一座祭坛。
Here the word is translated as land, this land, which is correct.
那在这里这个翻译是翻译成这个地，这个是正确的翻译。
I say again, the same original word can mean land or the entire earth.
所以再一次我跟大家分享，这个原文可以是指 一片土地或者是整个地球。
In this instance, it's correct to translate as land because God is starting to make good his plan by giving a piece of land to the people of Israel.
那在这里是正确的翻译，因为神在进行他的这个应许，就首先赐给了以色列民一片的土地。
So that by the sixth book of the Hebrew Bible, the book of Joshua, we read the following.
那在旧约的第六本书就是约书亚记，是这么写的。
Joshua was the commander-in-chief of the nation of the people of Israel.
那约书亚就是这个就是以色列民的这个领袖。
He's the commander-in-chief, 元帅。
元帅，
okay. And in the first chapter of the book of Joshua, we see Joshua was given full authority, all authority.To lead Israel in order Israel will claim the promised land.
那在约书亚记的第一章，我们看到约书亚就被赋予全部的权柄为的是要带领以色列民去得到这个所应许的地。
In the book of Joshua, chapter 1 and verses 1 and 2, we see.
在约书亚记的一章一到二节这里说，
Yahweh said to Joshua, "Now Moses, my servant, is dead."
Yahweh 对约书亚说，我的仆人摩西死了。
Now you are the successor.
现在你是就是继承人。
Now he is command of God.
你现在是Yahweh 神的元帅。
Now hear this command of God.
要听 Yahweh 神的诫命。
Go now.
现在要起来。
And then in verses 3 and 4, we see that he continues to promise that every place that Joshua treads upon will be given him.
那在第三、第四节，神继续应许约书亚他们所经过的、脚下经过的地都要赐给他们。
The entire land of the land of Israel.
就是整个以色列这个土地都要赐给他们。
And in verse 5 and 6, we see God encouraging Joshua.
那在第五到第六节，我们就看到神在这里鼓励约书亚
，Be strong and stand firm.
你要坚强，要勇敢。
And in verse 7,
那在第七节
，Yahweh said to him, "Only be strong and stand very firm, and be careful to keep the entire Torah which my servant Moses laid down for you."
第七节这里说，你只要坚强，十分勇敢，谨守遵行我仆人摩西吩咐你的一切律法。
This does remind us of our great commission from our Lord Jesus Christ, doesn't it?
这里其实就帮助我们联想到主耶稣基督所给我们的大使命。
Go, make disciples of all ethnic groups.
你们要去使万族做我的门徒。
Baptize them.
要为他们施洗。
Teach them to observe all I have commanded you.
要教导他们去遵守 我教导你们的一切。
And then we go on in verse 8 to 9.
那在第八、第九节这里说，
Go where you may, Yahweh your God is with you.
你无论到哪里去， Yahweh 你的神必与你同在。
So we see we are scanning the entire scripture from the first page to the Gospels. We see the same teaching, the same mind of God.
所以大家留意到我们去宏观整个圣经都同样看到神的心意是一致的。
From Genesis, we come to Abraham, and then we come to Joshua.
那从创世纪我们看到亚伯拉罕，然后又看到约书亚。
Now we come to the New Testament, to Jesus Christ, our Lord.
那我们继续看下去，就来到新约，耶稣基督，我们的主。
Jesus says, "All authority on heaven, in heaven and on earth has been given me to lead."
那主耶稣说，天上地上一切的权柄都赐给我了，使到我可以去带领。
Go, make disciples of all ethnic groups.
你们要去使所有的民族做我的门徒。
And I, Jesus is the commander-in-chief, I am with you always.
那我作为神的元帅，就常常的与你们同在。
Now we come to a text which we studied in depth about 2 years ago.
那我们接下来看一段的经文，是我们大约两年前曾经深入去研究的。
About a week or two before Jesus died.
大概在主耶稣 受死之前的一两周。
He once said to the disciples when they looked from the Mount of Olives towards the Temple Mount.
那主耶稣曾经在橄榄山上面，当门徒们望着这个圣殿的时候，他说
，The disciples asked Jesus a question.
那门徒们就问主耶稣一个问题。
Tell us when this will happen. What will be the sign of your coming again, and of the culmination of the age?
门徒就问他，请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？你的降临和这个世代的终结有什么的预兆
？And we found the answer in verse 14.
那这个答案就是在马太福音的24章14节。
What must first happen before the present age will come to a close?
那现今的时代在终结之前将会发生什么事情呢
？What must first happen before the age to come will be ushered in?
就在这个时代结束之前，什么事情必须要发生，那新的将来时代才会来临呢
？Jesus says, "This, not any, this gospel of the kingdom." Must be proclaimed to the whole world as a witness to all nations, and then the end will come.
那主耶稣说，这天国的福音啊，留意，并不是任何的福音。这天国的福音要传遍天下，向万民做见证，然后结局才来到。
But now we know the word translated as nations is the word ethne.
那我们知道，英文圣经这里说的 nations， 那其实是这个原文是 ethne。
This gospel of the kingdom must be proclaimed to the whole world as a testimony to all ethnic groups before the end will come.
就是说，这个天国的福音要传遍天下，向万族、所有民族做见证，然后结局才来到。
And that's why they say God's promise is consistent throughout the entire scripture.
所以为什么刚才说到神的承诺是始终如一的
？And to save time, today we will not survey the book of Revelation.
那为了节省时间，我们今天就不会详细去看这启示录。
A promise is declared to mankind so that those who hear it may take action.
那神的承诺已经去宣告给所有的人类了，那些听见的人就会行动起来。
Now in the remaining few minutes, we would like to meditate together what action must we take.
那在接下来的最后的这个时间，我们要去思想一下怎样的去才算是行动起来。
To do that, I'd like to base our meditation on the words of the Apostle Paul in Ephesians chapter 5.
那么我们就借着保罗在以弗所书五章这里所说的，去帮助我们思想。
The book of Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 to 17.
就是以弗所书五章十五到十七节。
Consequently, see that you live carefully, not as fools, but as wise. Be in the market to buy up time, because the days are evil. For that reason, do not be ignorant, but understand what the Lord's will is.
所以你们行事为人要谨慎，不要像愚昧人，要像聪明人，要把光阴买回来。因为这时代邪恶，为这缘故不要糊涂，要明白什么是主的旨意。
These are important words of scripture.
那这些经文是非常的重要的。
Three main points at least are contained in them.
那这里有至少三个重点。
Point one.
第一点。
You and I must live carefully.
就是你和我必须行事为人要非常的谨慎小心。
How are you living?
那我们是怎么过我们的生活呢？
Are you living as fools or as wise people?
你的生活模式是不是像愚昧人还是像聪明人呢？
Are you fools?
你是否是愚昧人呢？
Certainly you don't think so.
那很肯定的，你不会自己这么认为自己是愚昧人。
So then you think you are wise?
那你是聪明人吗？
Based on what reason do you say you are wise?
那么什么原因你觉得自己是聪明人呢？
The Bible today tells youBased on what that you are wise or you are foolish.
今天我们看到的这段经文就告诉我们，那一个愚昧人跟聪明人是怎样区分的。
You are wise if you're not ignorant.
你是一个聪明人，如果你不是无知的。
You're not ignorant about God's plan.
就是对神的计划 不是无知的。
The second main point in this important scripture is that you must understand the plan, the intention of God.
那么第二个这段经文的要点就是我们必须清楚地明白神的旨意、神的计划。
If you understand clearly the will of God, Yahweh, His plan, then you're wise.
如果你是非常清楚地明白神的旨意、神的计划，那么你就是一个聪明人。
But if you go on living day after day and year after year without understanding what God's will is, then you're a fool.
那么如果你是活着年复年都不明白神的心意是什么，那么这样子荒废的去活，你就是一个愚昧人。
So we have covered two main points of the three.
所以我们已经看到这一段经文的两个重点。
First, we must live carefully as wise people.
第一个重点就是我们必须谨慎小心去聪明的去过生活。
Don't be foolish.
不要做愚昧人。
Second, you must understand what the will of Yahweh God is.
那第二个重点就是我们必须明白神的旨意是什么。
Third,
第三点，
Once you have understood God's will and His plan, you must buy up time.
第三点就是，当我们清楚地明白神的计划跟心意之后，我们必须要买熟光阴。
This translation is very good.
那这个翻译是很好的。
I'm quoting to you McDonald's idiomatic translation of the New Testament.
那这个英文就是刚才牧师所说的这个版本。
It's not enough to translate that to make the best use of your time.
那么如果单单只是去翻译就是用好时间是不足够的。
The original Greek says to redeem, to buy back, buy up time.
那么这个希腊的原文在这里的意思是要去赎回来，要买回，把光阴买回来。
In other words, in order to be a wise person, to use your time wisely, you must pay a cost.
换句话说，如果要做一个聪明人，要懂得怎么去用我们时间，我们必须付上代价。
So the translation says, be in the market, pay the required cost, buy up time in order to act upon God's plan.
所以英文的翻译这里说要去到市场，要付这个代价去把时间买回来，才能够去行神的旨意。
There is a reason. This is the third point. There is a reason for doing so.
那这是第三点，那是有原因为什么要这么做的。
Because the days, the whole world system is evil.
原因就是这个时代，整个世界的这个操作方式是邪恶的。
In other words,the way the world function, the way the world organize their time and your time is hostile, is contrary to what God wants to accomplish.
意思就是说，这个世界他们怎么样去安排他们的时间怎么样去计划他们的时间，是对神的旨意是抵触的，是敌对的。
The way the world functions, the way wants you to use your time,is contrary to what God wants you to use your time.
意思就是说，世界它这个系统所操作的方式，它想人去用他们的时间是对神想我们怎么样用我们的时间是完全的敌对的。
So the important message for you this morning from Ephesians 5 and verse 18 is this.
那么今天早上从这个以弗所书五章这里我们看到重要的信息是
You've got to understand.What the plan of your God is.
我们必须清楚地明白我们的神他的计划是什么。
And then seek to know your part to play in it.
那么也去寻求，那究竟我们每一个人自己在神的计划里是附上哪一个部分呢？
Once you understand that, buy back time.
那么我们明白了之后，我们就要去买赎这个时间。
In order to take part in it.
那我们才能够参与在神的计划里面。
You know, I was in my 20s. I was young not too long ago.
那么不久之前我是20岁。
And now I'm over 60.
那现在我已经超过60岁了。
40 years have gone by.
那么40年就一下子过去了。
You may be in your 40s now.
或许你现在是40多岁。
You will soon turn 50 in no time.
那一转眼你就会50多岁了。
What are you doing?
那么你在做什么呢？
How are you using your time?
你是怎么样去用你的时间的呢？
Do you understand what the will of your God is?
你是否明白你的神的心意是什么？
Every true child of God, every true follower of Jesus Christ has a part in God's plan.
那么每一个属于神的子民，每一个主耶稣的门徒，在神的计划里面都有他的责任，他的部分。
How many years have you spent and allowed to pass by without taking part in God's plan?
那么有多少年你是荒废了没有参与在神的旨意他的计划里面呢？
Don't you realize you're wasting time?
大家没有意识到你是在浪费时间吗？
Don't you realize this world system, the days are evil and hostile to God's plan?
是否没有去明白这个世界的操作方式，时代是邪恶的，是敌对神的旨意的？
You must understand your role in that plan.
所以你必须去明白你在神的计划里面 是扮演怎样的角色。
Then you must take action, pay a cost to buy back time.
然后你就要去行动起来，去付上代价，将光阴买回来。
Now in Hong Kong we learn there are deadly obstacles that hinder us from carrying out God's plan.
那么在香港的这个联合营，我们就学到不同的可以令人置于死地的这些的妨碍我们行神心意的拦阻。
Pride and arrogance are what hinder us from playing a part in God's plan.
那么骄傲贪婪自私都会去拦阻我们不能够行神的旨意。
Yes, besides pride, greed and selfishness also hinder us.
所以除了骄傲之外，贪婪跟自私都会拦阻我们。
And then we must depend on God's grace and hunger and thirst to be righteous in order to take part.
所以我们必须要靠着神的恩典，饥渴慕义，才能够参与在神的计划里。
There's no time to waste.
是没有任何时间去浪费的。
We must learn to leave our comfort zone and learn to be mobile.
我们必须离开安逸，去这个机动性，才能够行动起来。
My time is up.
那我的时间差不多了。
I seek to continue with the application of this important message.
那么我就想将这个信息有一些的应用。
And that is I will have to wait till maybe a month later.
那这个应用就会大约在一个月之后才能够跟大家分享。
But to conclude this morning, let us read another scripture.
那么在结束之前，今天我们再读另外一段经文。
2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 20 to 21.
提摩太后书第二章二十到二十一节。
The Apostle Paul says, But in a mansion there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified,useful for the master, having been prepared for every good work.
提后二章二十到二十一节，大户人家不但有金器银器，也有木器瓦器，前者贵重，后者低贱。人若能自洁而远离这些，便是贵重的器皿，成圣了，善行上一切都准备好了，才对主人有用。
So let us not belittle our so-called little weaknesses of our character.
所以大家不要轻看自己觉得自己的生命里面有一些性格的软弱。
Pride will disqualify you from the kingdom of God.
那骄傲就可以 使我们失去资格去在神的国度里面。
Greed and selfishness will also disqualify us.
那贪婪跟自私也会使到我们失去这个资格。
We must learn from Abraham, our father of faith.
我们必须向亚伯拉罕信心之父去学习。
You must learn to be committed totally to God.
我们必须学习对神完全的委身。
And then God will need to train you to leave your comfort zone.
那么神就会锻炼我们啊，使到我们可以离开我们这些舒适的环啊，舒适地带。
So this I come to the end of the first part of my presentation.
所以我就完成了我这个信息的第一个阶段。
To conclude, I'd like to sing one of the two very nice songs that we sang at the beginning. Eric, please.
那么在结束之前，我们想唱刚才我们唱的其中一首歌。
Both songs you chose are good. How should we choose?
Grace, 究竟哪一首歌我们一起唱呢？